You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Emily Griffith, the founder of Lil Bucks, the gluten-free sprouted buckwheat brand. Emily, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
And we're certainly anxious to hear all the details on Lil Bucks. So for starters, tell us, what are Lil Bucks?
Yes, well, they do sound very healthy, but I promise they actually taste really good too. But yeah, we make grain-free snacks and toppings out of the sprouted superfood, sprouted buckwheat. So our original product line, Lil Bucks Sprouted Buckwheat, there are sprouted buckwheat seeds in different flavors, matcha, cacao, original, and we're launching a new flavor soon. They're most commonly used as a grain-free granola, essentially, but it also adds a crunch to really anything. But yeah, most commonly these crunchy seeds are used to top yogurt, oatmeal, smoothies, and then even toast, salads. And these add a really nice superfood crunch. There's 6 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber, 10 times more antioxidants than quinoa, high magnesium. And yeah, technically these are fruit seeds, so they can fit into a paleo diet. They're pretty crazy how good they are for you.
And that certainly is good news and what we need and what we want to hear as well. Where did the inspiration for Lil Bucks come from? Get into some of those details.
So actually, I used to live in Australia, in Sydney, and really fell in love with just their food system in general. And everything's just so fresh and local. And I say I had a life-changing acai bowl while I was living there, which I don't know, have you had an acai bowl? They're like those smoothie, it's a smoothie in a bowl topped with fruit, granola, et cetera. And they're kind of these like superfood breakfast bowls. And I had one in Australia. And the reason it was so life-changing, I say, is because they use sprouted buckwheat seeds instead of the granola. And I first became really obsessed with the crunch. I think I always really like to have a crunch in the food I eat. So it was incredibly satisfying. But then also just didn't feel sluggish at all after, like I'd actually eaten some protein and, I hadn't eaten any grains, which now I'm finding out I probably should be gluten-free. So it makes sense why I liked these buckwheat seeds so much instead of your standard like sugary granola. And yeah, so I just started eating sprouted buckwheat basically every day since I had it for the first time. In Australia, I was buying it at the grocery store, saw a lot of granolas and other superfood creations were made using the seed. And when I came back to move to the U.S. in 2017, kind of realized, like, no brands here are really promoting this superfood. And it's basically an untapped superfood in the U.S. And it's also a really sustainable crop. So, I mean, it was just all the stars aligned and it became my mission and obsession to kind of bring this to the U.S.
Yeah, certainly an interesting background on that, where it all began, especially the location, Australia. That's good stuff, and the passion certainly is there. We can hear that loud and clear. Tell us, what are some of the health benefits of sprouted buckwheat, and why should people consider buckwheat a good alternative for traditional granola or cereal?
Well, you definitely get the benefit of, if you are trying to, you know, limit your grains, or you are gluten-free, this is a perfect option. It adds that satisfying crunch that you would get from something that typically contains grains, like granola. It's also really high in fiber, which is popular for women. A lot of people need more fiber in their diets. High in magnesium, which is really good for managing anxiety, also helping you sleep. There's 25% of the magnesium you would need in a day in a serving of buckwheat. Also, a complete amino acid protein with 6 grams in a serving of buckwheat. also really high in antioxidants, one of the most antioxidant dense. They call it an ancient grain because it's compared a lot to amaranth, quinoa, all those super grains, even though technically this is not a grain. But one of the things that buckwheat's known for is it's good for heart health. One of the antioxidants in particular that's really good for managing blood sugar and blood pressure is rutin, and it's one of the most highest amounts of rutin are found in this particular food. But with buckwheat, it does have to be sprouted or cooked in order to unleash the nutrients in the superfood. So you can't just eat it raw. But in this way, since we sprout and dehydrate it, it's still crunchy rather than being cooked into a porridge. So I think it's more versatile in this way. And I personally just really like crunch. So.
Well, it certainly sounds appealing, sounds delicious, and I think I need to be trying some of this as well. Good stuff. Today we're joined by Emily Griffith, the founder of Little Bucks, the gluten-free sprouted buckwheat brand here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, where do you picture Little Bucks in 5 years from now? What's your vision there?
Well, the goal is to really have this all across the country. Available to natural and organic stores for sure, and then starting to kind of infiltrate into the general conventional grocery population. We're actually launching into the Midwest Whole Foods in January. So Whole Foods market, they have different regions that you can kind of onboard into one or two at a time. So we're launching into the Midwest ones in January, which is huge. So hopefully we're going to, you know, do our best to make that successful, and then continue launching into other regions as well as other natural channels for people to buy health food. Also, Amazon's really big for us as well because, you know, I think that we're starting to see a lot of people buying. I mean, groceries are one of the last things to be purchased online. I mean, obviously people do it, but it's going to be interesting to see how people's grocery shopping habits evolve over the next 3 to 5 years. And we're going to be here to adapt to that. Really want to build a sustainable, I'm calling it a sustainable buckwheat system. So once we're, you know, really big and have a lot of buying power, say we can buy a semi-truckload of buckwheat at once, then we can start to have a real, because buckwheat's really amazing for soil health. Right now we're only buying certified gluten-free buckwheat just because, you know, buckwheat can be grown on a wheat farm, but then it's not gluten-free. And a lot of our customers prefer gluten-free or need to be. But once we're a lot bigger, we'll be able to start buying directly from buckwheat farmers so they can include it in their crop rotations, bringing a lot of nutrients back into their soil for their other crops. We just need a lot of large processing equipment for it, but that's the ultimate 3 to 5 year vision for the brand.
Well, this certainly has been super to have had you with us to introduce Little Bucks and the brand to the audience, and we are certainly appreciative of your time in doing so. Of course, we have a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners tuning in. What advice would you give to other entrepreneurs, especially those working in the food space?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. There's been a lot of lessons. Any entrepreneur will probably say it's a wild ride. The food industry is really exciting right now, but it can be hard. It's very labor intensive, and you're managing inventory and a lot of that. But I think one of the things that's helped our business the most, and me personally, is first asking for help and talking to other entrepreneurs, as many as you can. You know, I think back even a couple years ago, like going to a networking event, like, you don't really want to, you don't really want to put yourself out there. And now that's just like my normal mindset, always networking, always going to industry events, entrepreneur events. You know, you might have a 3-minute conversation with someone, follow up with them, stay in touch, and they might help you a year from now. I can't count on my hands how many times, like, someone I've only talked to for 2 minutes, but we kept in touch, and they eventually passed me along to someone who really helped our business. So really networking like crazy. I think that's part of when you're representing your business, and depending on, you know, how big you want it to grow and all that. But I think if you're looking at trying to do a high growth business, networking is part of it, and it's huge, and following up and staying in touch and helping others. But then also, I did realize after about a year and a half of being a crazy networker and all that is, you know, taking a step back to take care of yourself. So finding, you know, some semblance of a balance. Sometimes you might not feel like it's exactly balanced when you're trying to grow a business, but at least taking maybe an hour a day to take care of yourself, whether that's yoga, working out, meditation, journaling, a combination of any of those activities. For me, I found taking time to work out and looking forward to listening to music and planning concerts that I really want to see. Those are things that are special to me and kind of help me take care of myself and take my mind out of the crazy world of food entrepreneurship. So yes, go crazy and network and just hustle, but also make sure that you, you know, sleep well, take care of yourself, so you actually have the energy to think clearly about your business.
Emily, certainly some great tips there as we conclude today. And again, thanks for coming to us on behalf of Lil Bucks today on the program. If listeners wanted to get more details and or to make purchase and try out Lil Bucks, where's the best place online to get further information?
Well, you can look on our website, love, L-O-V-E, Lil Bucks, LILBUCKS.com. We have a store locator. We're starting to, definitely in the Midwest, but we're popping up all over the country, New York, California, and we're hustling for stores all over. Also, Amazon Prime is also obviously super easy. Get it in 2 days. Starting in January in the Midwest, you can get it at Whole Foods.
Sounds like a lot of great stuff going on in your neck of the woods. Again, Emily, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
It certainly was, and let's do it again. We've been speaking with Emily Griffith, founder of Lil Bucks, the gluten-free sprouted buckwheat brand. And for all the details and to shop around, visit lovelilbucks.com. And, of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And, again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.